My name is Monica. Thanks so much for listening. As we get into the nitty-gritty of ways to help your business along during these times, I also want to underline the silver lining, and that's that this is an opportunity to really connect with your demographic. Whoever your clients are, whoever your patients are, you have a chance to show your humanity. For people in media, you get an opportunity to put a face to the folks that listen every day or watch every day. And you can offer them comfort in times like these where there's a lot of panic surrounding just not knowing what the next step is. So even though we're not going to make as much money as we typically do, and that trickles down into affecting just our stress levels, our anxieties, and protecting our families, we have to look to what we can do for each other right now. Feel free to reach out, yourfavoritemedia.com. We have an online chat available for answering questions. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be right back. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Today, we're going to talk about mitigating the financial catastrophe that the coronavirus has caused. If you own a business, today's episode is specifically for you. And we are going to touch on a couple of things that I've been emailed about, questions and such. If you have questions, you're welcome to email me too. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Small Business Help and Digital. I'm Monica. Thanks so much for listening. Let's go ahead and jump right in. If you're a business owner right now, you are getting the S kicked out of you by this COVID-19 thing. So I want to make sure that you keep yourself safe and informed, first of all. So you can go to the official sources like Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, and your local government health department so you can respond quickly to the changes that affect you or your customers, your patients, whatever it is. They also have a Facebook and Instagram that you can follow, the CDC and the WHO both. So in addition to staying informed, staying safe, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're talking to your customers, your patients, whoever it is that shops with you or comes to see you, interacts with your business. The reason for this is tenfold. We're going to get into just the very obvious ones. Is number one, communication reduces panic. So if you are a restaurant that is forced to close, fine. But can you still take online orders? Can you still fulfill pickup orders, delivery? Maybe this is a way that you change your business model. Instead of in-house wait staff, you can offer them to deliver in exchange for tips and an hourly wage. It's not going to be exactly the same, but you're going to be bringing in revenue if you're talking to your customers using Facebook or Instagram, or if you have an email newsletter or phone numbers. You can call your customers, text them, let them know that you're adapting in the following ways. If you have trouble because you don't have an online menu, it's super easy. Well, I'm doing this podcast so that I can say a couple of things. You can put your menu online very easily and for no cost at all. You can use your Google My Business dashboard and you can add pictures, you can add a menu, manually input it, or just take a picture of the menu and have it on there for people to reference. Same thing with Facebook. Take a couple of pictures. There are some tabs that you can create that show menu. And if you have any additional questions, of course, you can buy a domain and then just do some simple coding, upload a PDF, and have your website display your menu. If you need some guidance for some resources, online resources, go ahead and send me an email at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com or monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. So also try hosting online events. I know a lot of you are saying like, what? I've never done that before. That's crazy. I get it. But adapting for business is the way to really reduce getting hit by this. In the last segment, we talked about how medical professionals can get in touch with their patients and see them and get reimbursed by Medicare if they are COVID-19 symptoms. In this segment, I want to talk about the best way to reuse a gym or facility, sports facility, that cannot function because of social distancing regulations, or some of these cities and states are already implementing laws stating that people must stay away 6 feet, within 6 feet of distance, or you can't have more than 50 people in a space. So, okay, what do you do with that? Well, there's a couple of things that one can do. You can reach out to your local state health department or department of health, and you can speak to the government. There's a few different directors of bureaus that are within, let me look up New Mexico. I was just talking to the New Mexico Bureau. Okay, so I looked up Student Success and Wellness Bureau and have been talking to the government about potentially contracting out some spaces that my clients own here in Texas and in New Mexico for children. So even though you can't have people of a certain demographic standing side by side with kids, as long as we wipe everything down and it's according to CDC protocol, you may be able to work something out with the government. So if you have a large facility, a large space, there might be a contract and a way to mitigate your own financial distress, but also help out the community by providing a place for kids to gather that's clean, that's safe, and where they can hang out while the parents are trying to work or trying to, you know, do whatever it is that they're able to do throughout the day. That has been working well for some of the gyms and facilities that are not able to make enough revenue because their target demographic is the vulnerable population. So if you have any questions, in addition to how to get in touch with your state health department, literally do a Google search, health department, and then your state, and it'll come up. What I looked for really was talking to anything having to do with public health department. And from there, they've just been bouncing my name through, and I've been getting phone calls from the Student Success and Wellness Bureau for New Mexico. I'm hoping that helps some of you out with regard to what we are dealing with together. Another thing that I'd like to throw out there, I know everyone's talking about going remote, doing online courses, and then there's this whole like, well, how do you charge for that? So if you already have a website and you have a PayPal address, and even if you don't, it takes three business days to set up PayPal. It's super fast. You can also do Venmo. You can also do Zelle. But PayPal exists for businesses. And do you need a business account? No, you don't. Keep in mind that PayPal also subtracts certain fees. So there's ways of doing friends to friends, and then you can deal with the government yourself and make sure you're subtracting the right amount of taxes, etc. But it doesn't cost any money to set up a PayPal amount, or excuse me, PayPal account. You can also set up buttons for different products. They're pretty easy. It's all HTML basic coding, and you just have to find the panel on how to do that. I can follow up this podcast to talk about how to do that, because it's a very easy solution for online products. And furthermore, you can start doing Facebook Live to promote your online products. But here's the thing. Facebook is really nitpicky about you making money off of them, so you can't technically do that. There are some workarounds. There are some ways to go online and to start reaching your audience and making a little bit of that money back. Some of my clients are doing tutorials, such as cooking tutorials for a very specific kind of meal. There's also Five Set Net Sports is offering workouts, in-home workouts, where you get to log on and you see the trainer, and the trainer can show you how to use a paddle and do different things to be able to get better at hitting the ball with the paddle and just having ball control and these kinds of things, as well as just a very traditional yoga workout and basic workout. So I'm trying to look at my notes now. There are some companies like Kajabi that also offers online courses, but in my experience, they're very expensive. You're sort of losing money and time if you haven't already worked with Kajabi. There are some clients. There is one particular client that has been using Kajabi for some time, and she's very happy with it. You can offer downloadable items to give for free to your clients through Kajabi, but you can also do that without Kajabi. If you have any questions regarding this, please reach out. Once again, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to give suggestions that are specific to your industry. My name is Monica.